91X News.
It's 21 degrees and sunny at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook. Shorelines is looking for people to fill the staff of the casino that is soon to be built in Belleville. Andrew Harper has the details.
With the casino in Belleville months away from being finished, Shorelines is hosting a job fair at Loyalist. The casino will be looking into close to 300 positions, and there's a lot of variety, says Executive Director Andy Lacroix.
You know, there's security officers, there's surveillance officers, there's a culinary team, there's front of house servers and bartenders, as well as on the gaming side, there's also, slot attendants, dealers, cashiers, so it's quite extensive.
Lacroix says that there will be extensive training for any people who get past the employment process.
So, but if you're successful, we'll certainly provide training, ongoing training to make sure you're successful at the position.
The job fair will be hosted in the dining hall October 22nd from 10 till 12 at Loyalist College. Andrew Harper, QNET News, Belleville.
First Nations have begun to discuss the possibility of buying part of Hydro One ownership. Ontario announced in July they would be selling up to 2.5% of Hydro One to First Nations, but the final decision is still over a year away. Chief Duke Pelche of Wekwemekong Unceded Indian Reserve, a First Nation on Manitoulin Island, says there is still a lot to discuss and even more to decide.
It's a start to a revenue sharing agreement with the province. In very basic terms, if we just do this 1%, there's 60 other shares that are gone public, but 2.5 of those are slated for First Nations only, which would make them the second largest shareholder in Hydro One. However, it's only 2.5%. It's not a very big amount. It's still too early to put some real thought into what some of the things that could be done with it.
Ontario says the sale of Hydro One to First Nations will create a collective wealth and economic opportunities. Mercy, a locally produced horror film, is set to be shown in the upcoming Quinty Horror Expo. Jody Cooper, one of the writers for the film, says she and her husband have always had a passion for filmmaking.
It's always been something that we've done on the side, but I think Mercy was probably the first project that we were like, okay, this is something that we want to now submit and see go further.
The Horror Expo begins at 10 o'clock a.m. on October 16th till 5 p.m. Entry fee is $5 and is restricted to children under 14 years old. You can check out Mercy as well as enjoying the variety of vendors selling different items like props, toys, t-shirts, books, dead teddy bears, severed heads, knitted horror villains, vintage posters, and a lot more. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, in big sports news, the Toronto Blue Jays was able to move on to the American League Division Series after winning their Tuesday night wildcard game 5-2 against the Baltimore Orioles in extra innings. Today at 4:30, the Blue Jays will be up against the Texas Rangers. In college sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team tied 2-2 against the Fleming Knights on Wednesday night. The Loyalist Lancers men's rugby team will also be hosting Fleming this week. They will play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Jim Buck is the athletic director at Loyalist and had announced this week that the women's rugby team will no longer be playing this year. He says he withdrew the team due to the number of injuries and minimal players the team had. Outside of the college, in hockey, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be facing off against the Kingston Voyageurs this Friday night at 7:30 in the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens Arena. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today is mainly sunny with a high of 22. Tonight is going to be down to a low of 11. And tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a high of 23. At 3:04, it's 21 degrees, QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next up.